We've been hearing that if Washington lawmakers don't have a budget by the end of the month, state government will shut down. But it would actually be a partial shutdown. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins says a lot of workers and services would remain in place.
So to put this in perspective, there are about 60,000 general government employees in Washington. About 26,000 of them, or fewer than half, would actually be furloughed. The State Patrol, the Department of Transportation, would mostly remain open for business because they already have their budgets. Prison operations would also continue, but at a reduced level. Similarly, state mental hospitals and institutions for the developmentally disabled would continue to operate, as would cash benefits for the poor and Medicaid, at least initially. Where you would see an impact, state parks would close, as would most fisheries. The state's Working Connections child care program would be suspended.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. While Washington Governor Jay Inslee's office is planning for a partial shutdown, his budget director says there's still plenty of time to get a budget deal. In 2013, an agreement wasn't announced until June 27th.